All right. I'm Carlos Gonzalez. Today is October the 14th of 2025. I'm here with Gabriel, and this is for a project for the oral history project for OSU. Yeah.
Man, I need to say hi.
No, you don't have to say hi. Okay. Yeah, you're good. All right. So that's the first thing we'll talk about is just how was it like growing up?
In Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think it was, I had a good childhood in Brazil. I believe that some parts of Brazil, there's a lot of poor parts in Brazil.
Mm.
And I grew up in a, not a very poor part, but also it wasn't a good part, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So I grew up there. It was in São Paulo, the east part of São Paulo.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved to another other city, which is São Bernardo. And I started to have a better quality of life, a life quality. And then I grew up. I went on growing up there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I started college, and that's it.
So, I know you mentioned that you like football and just playing soccer. Like, did you spend a majority just playing soccer?
Yeah, I used to play soccer in high school. And to be honest, soccer for Brazilian population is like one of the most important things, yeah. You know. I think compared to America, even American football, I think soccer for us is more important than American football is from American population, you know. So it's a big sport that makes a lot of difference in our lives in Brazil. Like, everybody has a team to support and to stay with, you know.
You have a team you support?
Yeah, I have a team that I support. I'm crazy for that team. It's Corinthians. I think it's the biggest team in Brazil. We won 2 times the FIFA World Club Cup, like against Chelsea from England. We won against in the first time that we won the World Cup, the Club World Cup was against a Brazilian team as well. And I'm crazy for the team. It's so cool supporting. I went to the stadium many times, and that's it. The Brazilian culture is so centered in soccer.
Yeah. Do you support any clubs outside of Brazil? Like
outside? From,
yeah, like.
I don't see that as sport, but I watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I like to watch Barcelona, Real Madrid, you know, many teams from Europe. You know, also sometimes I used to watch the Arabic League, you know, for Cristiano Ronaldo. And that's it, man.
What about your national team?
My national team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have the best team in the history. Like, we had Pelé in the 60s, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. No, I think it's 50s and 60s. Pelé won the World Cup 3 times. It was a very good team that period. And then we won also in 1970, 70. We won in, let me remember, 1958, 1962, 1970, 1994, and 2002.
Mm.
So we won 5 times the World Cup, and we are the team with who won the most.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have a personal favorite player?
Even though in Brazil we have a lot of good players, we had a lot of extraordinary players. I think one of my favorite players in my childhood and until now is Messi.
Mm.
He's from Argentina.
Yeah.
I don't like Argentina team, but I like Messi.
Yeah.
So he's a player that I used to like watching.
Yeah.
But if I would talk about a Brazilian player, it would be Neymar. He's a extraordinary player.
Yeah. All right. So besides football and stuff like that, just talk about like the food. How like compared food? To the U.S. Yeah.
Man, I think the food there is more homemade.
Yeah.
Than here. Here is a lot of fast food everywhere. And sometimes you can find homemade food, but in Brazil, like, everyone eats homemade food in their houses. You know, the most common meal is rice, beans, and some type of meat, like mm-hmm. beef, chicken, and also it comes with a salad as mm-hmm. well. We have influence from other cultures,
mm.
like U.S. We used to eat hamburgers as well, but we used to eat more homemade food like rice and beans.
Yeah.
And hamburgers we just eat like in the weekends. Also, we have the Italian influence, so. We eat a lot of spaghetti. We have a lot of spaghetti there. Pizzas. Just like here. But I think daily food is much different. It's much different than here. The daily food, which is rice and beans. And if you start to think about the daily food here, of the most people eat, is more like hamburgers or some sandwich or stuff like that. It's not it won't be rice and, you know.
Have you, so far in the U.S., do you have a particular favorite food?
Favorite food,
yeah.
In the U.S.? Oh man, even in Brazil I like a lot of hamburgers.
Yeah.
And here I used to I go to a lot of how can I say it? A lot of fast food restaurants here, like Five Guys. I like it a lot. Freddy's.
Mm.
I like it a lot also. So I think my favorite food would be hamburger.
Mm.
It's a pretty American thing, but you know, I like it.
Alright, but besides food and stuff like that, what would you say about your culture in Brazil?
My culture?
Yeah, how's that?
It's a very diverse culture, you know. I can't say, like, in general, because Brazil is very huge.
Yeah.
It's just like United States. So, if you compare, what do you think about the culture in New York and the culture here? It's just like this, you know? Mm-hmm. So we have a lot of different cultures around Brazil. Like Which part you?
I guess just like where you were growing up, like what you saw and stuff like that.
I grew up in the southeast part of Brazil, mm-hmm. which is the most not developed. I think it's developed part of Brazil. We have like it's like the business center of Brazil. You know, the economic part of Brazil. It was I grew up in a metropolitan area. And the culture there, as I said, everybody likes soccer. The way that people work in Brazil is different. Like they used to work more later than here. And about the songs also in the southeast part of Brazil, there is a diversity of songs.
Mm.
And also in Brazil in general, there's a diversity of songs. Mm. So we have a lot of type of songs. You know, I think the type of song that was most recognized abroad was Bossa Nova. It was in the last century.
Mm.
It was recognized in around the world. But I think most part of Brazilian population don't listen to it anymore. Just a tiny percentage of people listen to it. That's why the culture is changing a lot, you know.
But besides the culture in Brazil, like from what you've seen in the U.S., like what would you say? I mean, specifically here in Oklahoma.
Sorry, can you repeat?
Like, you know how you talk about the culture in Brazil and like it's different, you know, in every type of place.
Yeah.
What would you say about here so far that you've seen?
Oh man, I was expecting a different type of people here. I was expecting colder people, because I have a lot of friends that went to United States in parts like New York, Florida, you know, and compared to what they say, it's not like here, you know. I think Oklahoma has a more welcoming culture than other parts of the United States, and I'm really enjoy it. I think people here receive foreigners very well, you know. It's more like a rural thing, you know.
Mm.
Rural culture. Like Oklahoma, mainly here in Tulsa, they have a lot of rural culture. That welcoming,
mm.
you know.
And yeah, I was just gonna bring it to the following question: like, how, like, what's your experience so far in the U.S.? Like the people, how they treat you, and stuff like that.
Oh, they treat me very well. As I said, here it's different from other states. They have a welcoming culture, so I think I hear them. They treat me very well. Oh, shit. Lights.
Let me see if I can turn it off.
Turn off the light.
Oh, I think it's motion.
It was just this. People here treat me very well. I can say one moment that I was treating it so bad. I can't say a moment, you know. So that's a really good asset of here.
My following question to that would: How was your experience here in TCC?
TCC? I think that here is more, it's easier to stay in contact with the teacher. I've heard in like some universities, the classes is more huge. Mm-hmm. So you can't stay next to the teacher and talk with them, you know, and extract more information, extract more advices. So here you have the opportunity to stay close to the teacher and learn. You know what I mean? Mm. And about the ESL classes, I think it has been really good for me to develop my academic English, not the basic English of daily conversations, you know. It's not like asking for food, it's not like the daily tasks, you know. It's more like complex things. So if I want to get into college, I might have the academic English to understand well the subject, and also to write and speak in a good way.
I guess what I would ask upon that would, like, how, like, what is your experience in, like, being a, I guess, what is it?
ESL student?
Yeah, an ESL student from Brazil coming to the U.S. and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Talking about in Brazil, the English studies in Brazil, like, if I would talk about how much of the population in Brazil speak English, it will be a tiny part of the population that speak English, because we have English classes, but they are not good in Brazil, so we have to make a huge effort. We have to make a big effort to learn English by ourselves, maybe getting extra courses of English. And then if you can do an exchange, it will be excellent, but you need money, you know. So in Brazil, if you stop to think deeply about it, just the it's mostly the richest people that knows English, while the poorest people they don't know as much as the richest people, because they have more access to information, they have more access to pay for an exchange, you know, go abroad and learn. So that's pretty, it's a question, that's a point that you keep reflecting, you know. And as I went here from Brazil, it's a unique opportunity, because it's not everybody that has this opportunity to be here and study English in Brazil, to study English coming from Brazil, you know. So here I met a lot of Brazilian students, and has been so good learning with them.
And following that, what would be like any advice you would give anyone, just any other ESL student just like starting to come up and just like be a beginner, I guess?
Oh, be a beginner?
Yeah.
I believe that There is maybe two types of English. If you're a beginner, you might have the base of, you might have, you might get the base of English structure. Like in the beginning, you won't understand anything that in movies and stuff like that, you won't understand. So I think in the beginning, you have to get the basic things, you have to get the basic structures, the basic vocabulary. And once you get this, you start to be immersive in English. And so once you get the basic English, you start watching a movie or watching a podcast and stuff like that, and you try to understand what they are saying, and you might not understand everything, and then some words that you didn't get, you might search for them. And that's the way that you learn English. You have to transform. There's two types of English: the English that you have in your mind and the English that you have to produce. So you might have huge knowledge in English, listening, understand every word, but sometimes when you're gonna speak, you don't remember the word that you want to say, you know, that you want to express. So that's another type of English for me, the one that you have to produce, is that you have to pull out from your mind,
yeah,
to actually produce the speaking or writing.
All right, and with that, what I would ask is, like, because I know you talked about, like, your what other people told you, like, based on your expectations in the U.S., how, like, people might seem cold and stuff like that, right? And I was just going to ask you, like, what were your initial expectations of the U.S.?
My initial expectations?
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, it was, I was expecting people, colder people, from by what I've heard about, like, even from Europe, some friends that went to Europe, and they told me it's not like Brazil, the Brazilian culture, because in Brazil culture, people were, they are more, it's more a warm culture, you know. Mm. They talk to everyone. Like here, for example, in high school, they made a lot of groups, and they are restrict groups. Like you, if they are people who have been friends for a long time, you might have you might struggle to join that group.
Mm.
In Brazil, we have a culture more welcoming everybody. Like we don't care if they are not, they are different, they are from other country, they will talk to you, and even if you don't know their language, they will talk to you, they find a way to talk to you. And I was expecting the opposite of this, but actually I found out that it's not like that. People are really nice here in Oklahoma. I don't know about other states, probably it's like my friend said, but here I can't say people are cold, people are mean.
Mm.
They are very welcoming.
That's good. Well, would you, is there anything you would like to say or speak on that I didn't really brought up?
Maybe about the college, university. You want to know something about the college, the university in Brazil or compared to here?
I mean, yeah, okay, go ahead.
You want?
Yeah.
Actually, in Brazil, I was doing two universities. And it was engineering, you know. I was doing aerospace engineering, and I was doing computer engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And I always dreamed like working in companies like NASA, SpaceX, and stuff like that, of which relates to space. I've always thought about it, about working with that, and that's why I started doing aerospace engineering. And the reason why also I was doing computer engineering was because in Brazil we don't have a huge aerospace field of working, you know, we don't have too much companies as United States in this field. And computer engineering, you have more freedom to work, like to do the homework, the work by your house. You can just sit in front of your computer and working with that, you know. It's more free. I don't know if it's the right way to say, but I think it's more free, and you'll find more fields in Brazil, because the area of programming, the software developed and technology, it's also huge in Brazil, not huge as United States or China, for example, but it's larger than aerospace. Aerospace is really small in Brazil.
Mm.
But I paused these two universities to get here and start learning English, because I think it's a language that is related to everything. Everything you want to learn, you might know English to understand, like programming languages and stuff with technology. Everything is related. So that's why I came here to study English and paused the two universities. And maybe I will find a way to get in a college here and maybe study aerospace engineering and work with that here. That's what I'm looking for.
Alright, is there anything else you would like to mention?
I think it's okay. You want to ask me something?
I mean, well,
besides that, all I've said,
I covered everything or that I needed to ask. Your experiences, your childhood, you know, like the culture, the food, and stuff like that.
You want to know something about Brazil that you never heard about?
Yeah.
You want to know?
Yeah.
Like, in Brazil, we have a lot of immigrants culture also. So, if you stop to think, there's a lot of people that came from Europe to Brazil, a lot of people that came from Japan to Brazil, a lot of people that came to from Africa to Brazil. So we have a very diverse culture, you know. If you look at other countries, like, for example, Germany, you have a fixed stereotype in your mind of what a German person looks like. But in Brazil, it's all different because we have people from Germany as well. It's just like United States, but I think it's even more diverse than the United States. We have like the biggest population outside of Japan, the biggest Japanese population outside of Japan, because they came from Second World War, and also Italian, you know, during the age of exploration, a lot of people came from to Brazil. So we have this immigrant culture as well. And you want to go through another?
I mean, if you have anything else you want to say, that's fine. I mean, we can talk about it. So.
I think for me, it's all I could think about.
Yeah.
You know, if you have more questions, you can ask me.
Well, I think I covered what I wanted to ask.
What you want to cover. Okay, that's nice.
All right, thank you for your time.
What?
Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.